When they have come together, they ask Jesus, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know time or season that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And
while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Dear friends of KFUO, employees, patrons, those of you who appear on the radio, those of you who work behind the scenes and have done so well and so wonderfully for a long time, grace and peace in Christ. 90 years really isn't that long a time. I was preaching an anniversary this last year for a congregation, and in the regrets read after the event at the lunch, one letter came from a pastor who was a former preacher at that congregation. The man is 105 years old. Sent his regrets and said he could not attend because he was preaching elsewhere that Sunday. So 90 years isn't really all that long a time, and nevertheless, none of the founders are with us. Probably few of their children are still around, and they can tell stories of the founding of this station 90 years ago in a seminary attic down on South Jefferson, across from CPH. One of the old seminary buildings still exists, owned by Holy Cross to this day. Orphan Grain Train works out of the basement. It was quite an amazing event. A number of entities in the Synod came together. The seminary came together, the Walther League, the LLL was instrumental at the beginning. And there were a lot of challenges along the way. There were lawsuits in the 30s. They had to share the same frequency with another station in town owned by the Post Dispatch, I believe. They fought over that for a while. Didn't receive proper good rulings, but finally they landed on 850 and have stayed there since the 30s. Then came in 48, Classic 99, what became Classic 99, the sale of Classic 99 to the great chagrin of many, including me, and nevertheless, the first internet radio station then born out of that. The struggles with the EEOC that we're gone through, we all know, many of us know well, these challenges that have occurred. One thing has been consistent. Dabar Yahweh, the word of the Lord. Verbum Domini minet in aeternum was the motto of Luther's Prince. The word of the Lord remains forever. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. He speaks it into being. So when Jesus said, I'm departing from you, I'm not really departing, you're going to have the power of the Spirit overcome you from on high, there was plenty of precedent for this powerful word to be acting. The prophets had visions of the Word of God and what would happen, and they described visions, and they came to pass. Hear the word of the Lord, a virgin shall bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel. The word is action. It is not just words. Moses says to Pharaoh, tomorrow Yahweh shall do this thing. This davar, this word is what it actually says. Exodus 9. The Lord threatens Israel for its unfaithfulness. I shall bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good. Jeremiah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus communicates God's very being, God's intention, God's will for us. He is everything for us. You want to know about God? Learn about Jesus. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dabar Yahweh. And the Word continues to do things. It always has, always will. The Word kills and makes alive. It has an alien work of killing, of offending, of putting to death. We call it the law. Is not my word like a fire, declares the Lord, like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces? Jeremiah 23. Oh, woe is us, woe is us. So much of the preaching I hear wouldn't even qualify. No sledgehammer, not a ball peen hammer, not a jewelry hammer. So much of the preaching of the law I hear is like a child's hammer you'd see on Sesame Street whacking a puppet over the head. It's a big laugh. Is not my word like a hammer? That's why the gospel is not appreciated among us. And in him, the Word made flesh was life. And his life was the light of men. There's a gospel word, a magnificent gospel word. And we're told in Isaiah, the word does not return void. It does not return void. Luther says, God's works are his words. What does Jesus say to Lazarus, dead? Lazarus, come out. And the dead man rose. Same word he said to every one of you, word and water. These ascension texts are marvelous. This one, and ye shall be my witnesses to the ends of the earth, my martyres, my martyrs. And the apostles were, every one of them, a witness, that's what it means. One who speaks the word, one who says what he's actually seen happen. And they had seen this word become flesh. They'd known him. John says, that which we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands, this is what we bear witness to you. And they wrote their testimony, and they shared their testimony with their scribes, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John. That's why we've got it. That's why we've got the book of the apostles. That's why we've got Paul's epistles. We have the Dabar Yahweh, the word of the Lord. And ye shall be my witnesses. In Ephesians, Paul says, when Jesus ascended on high, he gave gifts to men, apostles and prophets, and evangelists and teachers to do one thing, to share the word of the Lord, to break to pieces and make alive. And this is not a task merely for the called. Anytime you have the office of the ministry set against the laity or vice versa in the church, you know you're going the wrong direction, and you have no support in the Bible for that. Pastors are to support the sacred call of laity to speak the word of God in their vocations and wherever they are in their lives, and encourage them to do it. And on that lip, on the lip of the laity, is the very word of God which transforms lives and is powerful. It is as powerful on the lips of a mother singing, I am Jesus' little lamb, to her diapered child, as it is on the lips of 100 clergymen preaching at once. It is the Dabar Yahweh. It's God's word. It is God's word. And it accomplishes what it proposes to accomplish. And so the woman at the well, remember her? Jesus says, yes, you have had several husbands, and the one you're living with is not your husband. And she says, okay, let's change the subject. Sir, I see you're a prophet. Later on in the text, it says, many of the Samaritans believed in Jesus because she had borne witness to what he had said about what she had done. A martyr, a martyress with a witness. The church is a mouth house about this word. KFUO is a mouth house. Nothing but mouths sharing the good news. Nothing but mouths sharing the joy of Christ. Nothing but mouths speaking the word of God day in, day out, whether they hear or not, whether they listen or not, day in and day out, encouraging, exhorting, cajoling, comforting, taking to heaven. Now, when Jesus ascends to heaven, it isn't that he's going away. Paul tells us he goes to fill all the universe. It isn't that he goes away. He goes with his both human and divine natures to fill everything. Jesus is present with us now as the Son of God, both human and divine natures. He is more present to you than your very self. He takes captivity captive, Paul says. Can you imagine that? Luther says now that Jesus is now sin to sin. He is hell's hell. He is death's death. That's beautiful. Now, you're not on the run because of sin, death, and hell. Sin, death, and hell are on the run because of Jesus, and he's harrowing them, he's haggling them, he's pursuing them right to hell itself. He leads captivity captive. It's captive. He interrupts my hangman. He interdicts my sins. He exterminates my death. He damns my hell, says Luther, in Christ. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and that means you. What a wonderful message we have. Don't grow discouraged today. Don't grow discouraged. Nothing is happening to us that has not been prophesied. We've been told that the end times will be difficult, that many will grow cold. The faith of many will grow cold. There will be sadness and challenges and difficulties aplenty. Don't be surprised. It's all laid out in God's word according to his plan. But he shall allow this world to go on till a number of the elect have come in, and that is our purpose for living right now. To speak the gospel, because we know there are hearts that don't know Jesus. And he has called us to speak that word to them. That is our great privilege, lay people, clergy alike, as church. It's the only thing we exist for. That's why we exist, the word of God. And that word of God is living and mighty and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing unto the marrow. And it holds good today. My theme lately has been from Luther. He said, the gospel comes like a fahrender Platzregen, a passing summer shower. And it comes for a while, perhaps the lifetime of a man, and it waters a place, and then it moves on. It passes on to another place, and it does not return where it once was. And he says, the reason it passes away is thanklessness, which makes me shudder sometimes. Oh my, when I behold thanklessness for what God has given us in the Missouri Synod, when I behold thanklessness over against our seminaries, when I behold thanklessness over all the blessings that have been showered upon us, thanklessness for our confession, thanklessness for our years of fidelity, thanklessness for pastors, thanklessness for laity, thanklessness for every congregation, no matter how small or big, thanklessness. That's frightening. Luther said, in Israel, they got Jesus, and for thanklessness, they ended up with a Turk. In Germany, he said, for thanklessness, we shall end up with a Turk as well. And he's proven right. My dear friends, join me today. Thank God for KFUO. Those letters were given to the station originally by the government. And then after that, somebody decided that those letters shall mean keep forward, upward, onward. Keep forward, upward, onward. Remember, Jesus said, look up, see, it's Advent, you know. See, when these things begin to happen, your redemption is nigh. That's a good thing. Keep forward, upward, onward. There are more souls, more to hear, and that's our task. We're so blessed by this station and have been blessed for decades. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
We rise and continue with the Benedictus on page 226. Page 226.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Remember, kind Father, all your children who stand in need of your blessed help, wherever they be in your vast kingdom, and especially those we name before you now, Bishop Obari, Sharon, Rick, Felicia, Alan, Jan, Janelle, Helga, Charles, Maggie, Luke, Thomas, Cindy, Karen, and all who mourn for Pastor Maxwell. Pour out on them and us the riches of your mercy, so that we, redeemed in body and soul, remain steadfast in faith, and we may ever praise your wonderful and holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, we can only give you all praise, honor, and glory for these 90 years of gospel proclamation of worldwide KFUO. We give you thanks for all the many throughout its history who have supported this outreach, and for those who have given their time and talents in its broadcast. Continue to reach out through the technologies you have gifted us with to continue the spread of the gospel and your kingdom around the globe. Bring ears to listen and to hear this, our humble witness to the forgiveness of sins in your holy name, beginning here in St. Louis, continuing throughout these United States, and even to the very ends of the earth until your return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. O Lord, Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Please be seated. What a joy it is to look around this gathering today. And almost every face, we can give thanks to God for supporting 90 years of worldwide KFUO and speaking the precious gospel. I look around, there are people that I know that have been lifetime supporters of us. We're so grateful for that. I got to tell you, every day we wake up, and that's what motivates us at KFUO. You being concerned through us to speak this precious news that President Harrison told us about. And then there are a lot of you that are our guests. And without you, we wouldn't have much to say, believe me. And hosts, so we thank you for all of that. And most of all, we thank those of you that are listening. You know, yesterday I was so touched by this. We have day sponsors, and this week we're highlighting it. So pray to God if he wouldn't lead you to be a day sponsor. And you don't have to have a special day when you can recognize, remember, a spouse, a mother, a father, a great saint, or your birthday, anniversary, whatever. But yesterday it really touched me that on KFUO's 90th birthday, the day sponsor was Mr. Will Brommer, who, guess what? He turned 90 yesterday with KFUO. He was born on December 14th, 1924. So, Will, we're going to be getting a hold of you. We want to do something with you, some pictures and some other things. Isn't that marvelous? So, happy birthday, Will Brommer. He's like KFUO, 90 days and one day old. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't recognize the dear staff of KFUO. Without them, the station would not be anything. So you, the staff of KFUO, if you're here, host and everything, please stand up so we can acknowledge you and give you thanks. There's a few of them, Buzz, who's probably operating the station right now, and Joni, who's getting the reception ready, and they've moved it. It's not going to be in the annex, it's going to be easier to find in the commons, which is also called the cafeteria. We're going to have some cake, punch, and reception.
Just a final word. 90 years ago, Walter Meyer, Dean Fritz at the seminary, and Mr. Kretschmar got together with an idea. And 90 years later, that idea is still going strong. We're very thankful for you, Rod, and your leadership of the station. There have been many challenging times along the way, but thanks to you and to the staff and many, many wonderful donors and others, those who participate, the station is sound in good health and is operating with state-of-the-art equipment, and the message is going out, thanks to the internet, not only locally, but all over the world. And I would just like to say, as far as a confessionally Lutheran radio station, we are unique in the entire world. There's nobody else who does it. Nobody. Thanks.
Thanks. Let's go eat some cake.